officially once again call this meeting to order. And Ms. Jessica, if you do a roll call, I'll appreciate it.
Yes. Dr. Calvert.
Present.
Ms. Denton. Ms. Crinkle.
Present.
Present.
Mike McIntyre.
Present.
Chief Quillen.
Present.
Chief Walker.
Present.
Dr. Spivey.
Present.
Tom Seymour.
Present.
And for the records, we're going to recall Mrs. Denton. She was the first one to call in, and we had to change the arrangement.
Hello.
Ms. Denton?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you've got everybody here. Just, I think they're going to call the roll, so hang on one second.
Oh, okay. Will you call me on my house phone?
Do you want me to call you back on your cell phone?
It'd be better if this one might go dead.
Okay. I will call you right back.
You got my cell phone number?
579-6428?
Yes.
Okay. I'll call you right back.
Okay.
So is everybody
in there? Yes.
I apologize.
Jessica, once she answers, will you just call her name?
Are you there, Ms. Denton?
I'm here.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Jesse, you got that okay?
Yes, Ms. Denton, are you present?
I'm present.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Let the record also show that Attorney Mays is also on this, in the room with us. We will continue then. I think we all had a chance to read the minutes from the last meeting. We have to do a roll call vote on this. The chair will receive a motion to adopt those minutes.
So moved,
Vivian Crimble. It's been moved by second.
Second, Mike McIntyre. It's
been moved and properly second. Roll call vote, please.
Dr. Calvert.
Yes.
Ms. Denton.
Yes.
Ms. Crimble.
Yes.
Chief Boyd.
Yes.
Mike McIntyre.
Yes.
Chief Quillen.
Yes.
Chief Wampler.
Yes.
Dr. Spivey?
Yes.
Tom Seymour?
Yes.
Okay, all right, it's passed. We will have a executive report.
Okay, two things I'd like to report on. One, I think I sent everyone an email about the joint resolution 836 for the Rate Restoration Act. It passed the House and the Senate, went to the governor. The governor did not sign it, but he did not veto it. He allowed it to go into law and returned it. It should go into effect, and the TCB board will start collecting those funds January 1 of 2021. The other issue that I want to make you aware of, the AT&T Viper, we continue to have weekly calls on it. We ran into another issue with CenturyLink. The alley routers that were installed has voltage, 48 volts on them. They're not supposed to have any volts. Our AT&T techs went over to Washington County and checked theirs because theirs is up and running now. They do not have voltage. There's been an issue with the contract on those. They have sent it back to their legal team for review. We have not heard anything on that. They were to be here Monday to start the transition, so we had to push it back. But AT&T also had an issue because there is an ASA firewall router that has to be installed. That router is how they access the AT&T Viper telephone system to do updates and to fix any issues that they have with it. So based on that, they have pushed our install back to June 1st. The good thing that came out of that, if there is any, we will be going straight to the EzyNet network that AT&T is providing, which will get us out of the camera trunk and the alley circuits. Everything will be provided by AT&T. The only thing we will have left with CenturyLink is our analog phone lines that is coming into the dispatch center. So that will conclude my report for this month.
It is good to know that the state did pass the Resolution Act. That's a major accomplishment, and we're glad to know that in January of 2021 we'll go into effect. That's a major increase in everyone's budget throughout the state, and especially ours. So I think that's a good thing. I am also excited about the Ethernet that will be going in. That will speed up some of our installation. So at this time, the chair will receive a motion to adopt the executive director report.
So motion moved. To approve, Vivian Krimble.
Second by Chief Quiller. Roll call vote, please.
Dr. Calvert?
Yes.
Ms. Denton?
Yes.
Ms. Krimble?
Yes.
Chief Boyd?
Yes.
Mike McIntyre?
Yes.
Chief Quillen?
Yes.
Chief Wampler?
Yes.
Dr. Spivey?
Yes.
Tom Siegelhorst?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Ms. Vivian, you want to do an abbreviated treasury report for us? Or?
Yes, sir. I'd be happy to.
Okay.
This is March the 31st, 2020. The current assets, $2,409,377. Capital assets, $3,474,033. Less the accumulated depreciation of $903,078. Total assets of $4,980,332. That's my report.
Very good. You've heard the Treasury report. Chair will receive a motion to adopt.
So moved.
Chief Wampler, so moved.
Tom
made the motion, and
Chief Wampler.
Chief Wampler did the second. Roll call vote, please.
Yes. Dr. Calvert?
Yes.
Ms. Denton?
Yes.
Ms. Krimble?
Yes.
Chief Boyd?
Yes.
Mike McIntyre?
Yes.
Chief Quillen?
Yes.
Chief Wampler?
Yes.
Dr. Spivey?
Yes.
Tom Siegelhorst?
Yes.
Very good. It's passed. We will suspend the dispatch report at our next meeting. Where hopefully we will be able to all be together. We will have that report. On the old business, we have one item, which is the extended warranty by Star Wars. I think all of us have had the opportunity to review, not only from the last 2 months ago when we met, and it is the recommendation of Lieutenant Harris that we go with the platinum coverage. Is there any discussion on that?
At what length of time are we looking at?
It is a 5-year warranty to extend it. If you look at the quote that was emailed out,
right.
The first 5 years have ran. This is for years 6 through 10.
Okay. So it's been 5 years.
Yes. And basically that warranty protects us against everything but hoses, belts, filters, and fluids. And the way it was described to Richie and I, it is the same as if you uncrated a brand new generator and installed it out there. It will be warranted the same as a brand new generator for the next 5 years.
The chair will entertain a motion to adopt the platinum coverage.
So moved, Mike.
Been moved by Mike Mackin.
I'll second.
And second by Chief Ford.
Question,
yes.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time understanding. Which level did you recommend that we purchase?
The platinum level.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Spivey.
Just one question that deals with the generator. I know it's a little off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The generator at Fire Station 6 was purchased by the 911 board. Is the warranty on it picked up by the city, or was it picked up by the 911 board?
City.
I thought it was a city.
Yeah. We're good. Okay.
Chairman Calvert, I've got a question.
Yes, sir.
I'm sitting here looking at the quote document, and it's got a 6-year, a 7, 8, 9, and 10-year options. I don't see a 5-year option.
The 5 was the first 3. 1 through 5 was covered with the original purchase.
Okay, so that's... Okay, so that's... That cost is then per year, like the $2,400. That's not 6 years of coverage. That's per year.
Well, it's 20.
Tom, I had looked at that data, and basically the year 6 and year 7 are a little bit more. Year 8, 9, and 10 are all about the same price, but it costs more, I guess, because you have to redo the thing and so forth.
Yeah.
And I agree totally with the recommendation. When you look, the differences aren't a whole lot, and what you get with the platinum coverage is substantially more than the others. And while I'm sure they know what they're doing and they make money on this insurance, if you will, that still I think. The best deal if something did happen, you've got the best coverage, and you could, if the thing died on you, you certainly could have a new generator, basically. So, you know, and it's not a real high cost compared to what the cost of the new is. So I think it's the way to go on an annual basis and go for 5 years.
Very good. Okay, I call for prior questions then. Let's do a roll call vote, please. Yes.
Ms. Benton?
Yes.
Ms. Trimble?
Yes.
Chief Boyd?
Yes.
Mike McIntyre?
Yes.
Chief Quillen?
Yes.
Chief Wampler?
Chief Wampler?
Yes.
Dr. Spivey?
Yes.
Tom Siegel.
Yes.
Thank you.
There might be a slight delay in this. We're doing this in the EOC room, so sometimes the voice does not carry as ordinary, so we thank you for your patience. The next item we have under the new business is the National Telecommunication Week, and we know the importance of that because we have some outstanding employees, and we're very proud of the contribution and service they give to Kingsport and the surrounding areas. We're doing it a little different this year. I'm going to let Lieutenant give us an update on that, and then we'll need to, at the conclusion of his update, I'm going to invite you to approve a budget of no more than $800 for this event.
Last year's budget was $750, and we were a few dollars shy of exceeding that, so Reverend Calvert suggested we increase it to $800. Due to the coronavirus, we were not able to get someone to cater it this year and bring it in, so what we have chose to do is to purchase lunch for each shift as they rotate through on day shift. So our actual dollar amount will be quite a bit less than what the budget is. But due to the circumstances, that's probably our best option under these conditions.
Any questions or discussion?
When do you plan on doing it?
We have done second platoon Tuesday. We did first platoon today, and we will get the other two shifts next week when they come through on day shift.
Okay. I'm hoping they can get it done this week.
We can do it at night if they want to do it, and I can check with them and see what they what the feeling.
No, my point being is, I didn't want to see it happen a month from now.
Oh no, exactly. No. Exactly. Yeah.
Right. The other good news that Lieutenant shared with me is that he gave them the option on what type of meal they would like to have, and I think that's the first time we've actually done that, and they came back with a recommendation. And you want to share that recommendation?
Tuesday, 2nd Platoon wanted Texas Roadhouse, and today, 1st Platoon chose Chef's Pizza. So we got them what they asked for.
Yeah. Good.
So they were very realistic with what they asked for.
Made to order. So, once again, we wanted to do it that way. And considering what we're going through with this pandemic crisis, it has proved it was very successful with the first meal. And I believe today went off quite well.
Yes, it did.
Okay. We do know that we're a little bit behind on the approval on this. So we still, at this time, in the chair, invite you to a motion for $800 to cover the telecommunication, National Telecommunication Week, which would go through. Very good. Thank you, Ms. Vivian. Can I get a second?
Second. Mike.
It's been moved and properly second. We will now have a roll call vote.
Dr. Calvert.
Yes.
Ms. Benton.
Yes.
Ms. Pringle.
Yes.
Chief Boyd.
Yes.
Mike McIntyre.
Yes.
Chief Quillen.
Yes.
Chief Wampler.
Yes.
Dr. Spivey.
Yes.
And Tom Siegelhorn.
So, Tom.
I'm sorry, I had you on mute. Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, it did pass. And we're also passing out roses to all of the telecommunication specialists that we have. And that is not coming out of this budget. I want to do that personally and just let them know that we are so appreciative of what they are doing. I think the only response, Richie gave me a hard time when I gave him a rose the other day. He said, if you take that home to his wife, well, I'll leave that alone. That's another story. I am very excited about the way we've been able to handle this pandemic situation. And Chief Quillen, it's good to see you here. I know you and Chief Ford have been on the front line on this. And we just really want to give both of you a round of applause for everything that you've been doing. We do not take it for granted, but we are so very appreciative.
I second that, Vivian Pringle.
Thank you. And Dr. Spivey, we definitely include you in this also. So we thank God it does not happen often, but it's here now and we're facing it to the best of our ability. any other questions or discussion? Chief Boyd?
Two things. Yes. I guess it's normally this time of the year we have a discussion on two things. One, the NANA conference, I don't even know if they're even having that NANA conference. It's canceled out or not.
It was in Long Beach, California, and right now I think it has been canceled for us. I have.
Well, due to the significant cost and where it's located, we chose not to send anyone this year. We may look at sending a couple more to APCO to take up that place, but the cost to send one person out there was going to run between $3,600 and $3,800 with airfare and vehicle transportation. We just felt like we could get a better bang for our buck because it's going to be in Orlando, so we can get the city van and have three or four people travel together to go down to it. And I think the training will be just as good there as what they would have got out there at a much cheaper rate.
Right. And then the second thing I had was the team conference, which is September. I know typically somewhere this time of the year it's line up your rooms or those type of things. And I didn't know if that needed to be for discussion or not.
I have not heard anything from Tina. Most of what I'm hearing from them now has been about the legislations that's going through the state and the coronavirus and what precautions we're taking with it. So I will look into that.
I'm guessing it was going to be in Murfreesboro.
Yes,
yeah,
in September.
It's coming here.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in September. The Tina conference usually is.
And unless in their statewide meeting they change those dates, I don't think we've actually heard any response from them. Because all meetings on the state level were canceled once this hit. And so we're just sitting on hold right now until they give us more information.
One thing with that, Reverend, I got an email the other day from Curtis Sutton, and they are going to do a WebEx meeting for the, I think it's the May 5th meeting date. And if anybody wants to participate in that, we have WebEx here in the EOC, and we will monitor it from here.
The APCO meeting is in June.
August.
Okay, yeah, August. So we'll have enough time to adjust to it.
Chairman, I have.
Yes.
This is Vivian Kimball. May I interject one thing that we have done on the board's behalf?
Yes.
To keep us in compliance on our finances. This is the time, this month is when we would normally have Jeff Little with us from Rutherford to discuss our budget, et cetera, for next year and finalize this year's. And so we have contacted the city manager and John Morris, who is the interim city budget director, and they have approved for us to be still in compliance, but getting them the information next month instead of this month.
Excellent.
So I just wanted to know, and certainly appreciate Lieutenant Harrison helping us get that information to them.
Excellent. Thank you, Ms. Vivian. We do appreciate that, and we're well aware of that, and we'll have it on the agenda then for our May meeting.
Correct. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for that update. Right now, we're scheduled to meet on May the 21st, which is next month, and we will either be using this method and or, but more preferably, we will meet in the conference room vis-a-vis next month. We are hopefully that some of this will be lifted and we can come back together. But it all depends on how COVID-19 is affecting Kingsport and our state. With that, this brings us to the end of this meeting. Can I get a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Dr. Cowan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hold on. Just what? Yes. Dr. Spivey.
Can I tell you one other thing before you?
Yes.
Just kind of a little quick update and FYI stuff. The Sullivan County Health Department will be providing tests for COVID at a drive-through blood pool, which is at the Sullivan County Health Department, right below the Sheriff's Department there today, and will be operating from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Monday through Friday this coming week and the week after. And after that point, we'll reassess and see if it will continue at that schedule or maybe, you know, change it depending upon the response to that. Those tests are free of charge. The health department does ask the people that would like to have a test performed, so they do contact the Sullivan County Health Department and set up an appointment so they can kind of streamline some of the process and also to obtain some of the information that they will need that will have to accompany the test sample to the different labs. If you're interested in any other COVID updates for Sullivan County, I'll be glad to share some of that with you. If not, I'm glad to adjourn as well. One other thing. The Tennessee Department of Health, as well as the TECB, entered into a memorandum of understanding, and as of the 4th of April, the Tennessee Department of Health has been sharing all positive COVID cases information to the TECB, which is then disseminating that data to the various PSAPs based upon jurisdiction. So what that means is that we now have that data in our CAT system to try to help our first responders to identify the potential of a positive COVID at that location.
Excellent. Thank you, Dr. Spivey, and that is good news. And I would just echo some of what you just shared with us. The Sullivan County Health Department will be having free testing from 1 o'clock through 4 o'clock, Monday through Friday. And they need to call in first before they go in. Is that correct?
That is correct. And they will be taking unannounced patients or unannounced citizens, but they do request that everybody attempts to call the health department. Actually, arrange an appointment.
Very good.
Dr.
Spivey, what's the turnaround time on those tests? Is it like 4 to 10 days on those?
It's supposed to be a larger number of test results, Chief. So right now they're thinking that it's probably going to be somewhere in the range of 7 days, but that's not certain at this point.
Yeah.
So it is not a rapid test. There's no rapid test available
through
Sullivan County at this point.
All right. Thank you.
Dr. Spivey, we truly thank you for that update. That is, and we will continually share that as we go. And if that changes, will you also let us know and let Lieutenant Harrison know so we can send out an email message on that?
Yes, sir. Sure will.
Thank you, Dr. Spivey. One thing I want to say, I know Ariana is also, and we just want to say hello to her as we do this. So, thank you. Can I get a motion for adjournment? I think we had one on the floor.
Second.
You do. Preble.
If it's seconded by Chief Cooler. With that then, we'll consider yourself adjourned. Thank you for calling in, and the EOC worked good for us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.